Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC on the Church, MPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and today is another wonderful day, another beautiful day. Yeah, we're here in studio with my youngsters, your people, and it's a very nice evening. It's a Thursday, and for the very first time, we're going to be doing the radio assessment program live here on radio. So on this program, we do quiz, and our youngsters get to answer all the questions, yeah? Just a few of them, and then we do it like the cool people, yeah? So we're going to start with the introductions. They are going to introduce themselves one by one, and then we go on to begin the whole thing, yeah? Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and this right here is RAAP, or you can call us RAP. And for the very first time, RAP has a quiz on radio. This is our very first quiz. This is a premiere episode of the RAP Live. And today we have 5 people at the time, but there is more coming in. And speaking of more coming in, we are going to have so many people here. So let's start from right there. We give the names, and then after the names, you, because you're the first, you're going to give us an opening prayer. First, start the names.
Good evening, everybody. My name is
Rosie. Good evening, everybody. My name is Ethan Green.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Amir Okonu.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Injeri Mensah.
Okay, so the team is big. It's like that. Just like that. So let's have an opening prayer.
Let's humble ourselves. Oh Lord Father, please may you protect us while we're going to do this RAP assessment paper. May we all answer the questions well. And may all the others who wish to join come. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that nice prayer. So this is the first announcement, first of the kind, that ever since we started this assessment, this is our first show live on air. And we're going to do a nice quiz. You guys are smart. You pass these questions. They are very, very simple. So in case you are starting to get scared, don't be. These questions are going to come from all fields. They're going to come from history. They're going to come from English. They're going to come from mathematics. They're going to come from pretty much everywhere. So get ready. And for every question you pass, you get 5 points. So in this situation, we're going to be having a leaderboard, yeah, so that we know who struck the highest points. All right, now without waiting any further, two of us have just come back, and they were not here introducing themselves. Let me let them introduce themselves, and we'll continue with the serious stuff.
Good evening, guys. Yeah, my name is called Tahigwa Prince Christopher. Yeah, and today I'm here. We are ready for the quiz, and it's gonna be fun. Yeah.
All right, he's ready for the quiz. Everyone is ready for the quiz. Bro, you are next.
My name is Calvin Enoch.
Calvin Enoch. You're prepared for the quiz. You're very prepared, eh? You're sure?
Yes.
Okay, let me wait and see how ready you are and how you're going to take this. So, ladies and gentlemen, every question takes 5 marks. You pass it, you get the 5 marks, eh? If you don't pass it, you get no mark. Okay? So it's going to be simple, eh? The tallying is going to be done by me, and even the opportunity to tell you guys the right answer is going to also come from me, yeah? After failing, I'll tell you the right answer. If you pass, you pass, yeah? That's the thing, that is how we're going to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the very first question for those who are listening in from wherever you are all around the world, thank you so much. And before we read the first question, I would like to thank people in Kampala, especially people in Kampala, people who spend their kamane on data to listen to us. Thank you so much. You do a wonderful job, and we are continuing to give you the very best. We're going to work on the very, very best. And talking of the best, we mean to make our online library better. Yes, for you to come and check out and you listen to all the shows, old and new. And we are fixing everything, really, the way you are supposed to experience it, the best ways possible. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are starting off with the first question. The very first question. And now we're going to do like this, eh? If I ask a question and you can answer it, eh? Okay? Regardless if it is to someone else, you put your hand up. If they take 5 seconds without answering it, I'll give you the chance to answer it. Understood?
Yes.
If the question goes to Prince and he takes too long thinking, any one of you can put the hand up and answer. You understand? That is how it's going to work, eh? So we have more members in the house. Conrad just stepped in, and we have Esther. Esther is also here. So now we are starting. The population has grown big. For now, we have closed. Let's start the squeeze off with 10 people, yeah? Because we're exactly 10. Not counting I, myself, Katarieva. So now let's start off, eh? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to have the first question? Let us start from there, right there where you are, eh? Okay. Bwambale. We are starting from that side. Hmm? Which Ugandan town is most closely associated with aviation services? Which Ugandan town is most closely associated with aviation services? The answers you have: A, Arua; B, Entebbe; C, Mbale; D, Masaka. They're eating your question. You took too long thinking. You took too long thinking. They took your question. The first hand up was Esther's.
Entebbe.
She took the answer. So she took your first mark just because you are sloppy answering. Next time, be quick. I told you guys this quiz is very, very, very simple. It is very simple. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. So, the very first points go to Esther. Esther has 5 points now, eh? Okay, the second question is going to go to Esther since she answered the last one. So now this is how it's going to go. If she goes slow, still you are allowed to put your hand up and answer the question, yeah? And the rules are like this once again. When I read a question, wait for me to read the options, yeah? And then you are ready to answer. Question number 2 going out to Esther. A planet in the solar system is strongly linked with iron-rich soil. Which one is it? A, Saturn; B, Venus; C, Mars; D, Neptune.
I think Saturn.
Saturn is wrong. Saturn is wrong. The first question was Bwambale. He wants to redeem it, okay? Bwambale, you have your chance.
Mars.
Mars is the right answer, eh? This boy. He got it right. So Bwambale, Calvin, he has fixed his situation with his 5 points. And Esther lost it right there. So the third one goes to... Who put the hand up first in this? Was still Kelvin. So after Kelvin, who was it? It was someone. When you put up Ethan Muyego, this next one is for you. Okay? Don't trip, it's easier. Okay? Okay? Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Alright. And the question is, one of these Ugandan towns functions as the political and commercial hub. One of these towns. Answer A says Gulu. Answer B says Kampala. Answer C says Imbarara. Answer D says Lira. Ethan, you have 5 seconds.
I think it's Kampala.
You think it's Kampala? Okay, okay, okay. But is it Kampala?
Yes, yes, I believe.
Is it Kampala?
Yes.
All right, Ethan got 5 points there. Ethan has 5 points. And let's go over to the next one. The next one in this case, we have Ryan. This question goes to you, Ryan, eh?
Yes.
And it's very simple. All you have to do is take your time, eh?
Yes.
Take your time, eh?
Yes.
All right? Okay. Which regional river system is most closely associated with length and drainage basin? Which regional river system is most closely associated with length and drainage basin size? Actually, its basin size is big. Eh? One of the rivers in the answers is Niger, River Niger. B is River Zambezi. C is River Congo. D is River Nile. Yes, it right. The boys were getting ready to cheer your answer. They were getting ready. Okay, so the girls are just two and we're still going. So the next question is going to come from biology. Okay? It goes to you. Yeah, he knows, he knows. Which physical state change occurs when ice turns into water? A. Condensation. B. Freezing. C. Melting. D. Sublimation.
Melting.
You got it right. Alright, so everyone is tied now, eh? Everyone is tied. 5-5-5-5-5-5. So the next question goes to Melissa. The next question goes to you, Melissa.
What about Mr.
Masweli? Mr. Masweli is about to get one. He is about. Which leader played a key role in the abolition of slave trade? A. Henry Stanley. B. David Livingstone. C. Cecil Rhodes. D. Carl Peters.
I think it's B.
B. David Livingstone? You sure?
Okay, no, I'm not sure.
you need to stick okay. to your answer if you
okay.
know it's right.
I'm serious. It's A. Henry Stanley.
You had passed with David Livingstone, but you chose to revert. So I'll give it to her. She said it first and then I produced doubt in her head, so I give it to her, it's her mark. Okay, the next one goes to Prince Dahigwa. Daigua.
He's looking smart.
Yeah, he's very smart. The hair is very, very smart. I don't know why isn't this young man's hair also looking that good?
The school.
Yeah, so the scholars, they let them be. Eh? Mm-hmm. And they go and cut from home. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That is good. So, the next one goes to you, Prince. Which number completes the sequence? And in the sequence, we have 2, 4, 8, 16, dash, A, 18, B, 24, C, 30, and D, 32. 44 is not on the answers list. You meant 24?
Yes, 24.
I said 24, you had 44. Is 24 the right answer, ladies and gentlemen? Is 24 the right answer?
No. 22.
You see, my man is just jumping from one answer to another to try and fix the situation.
Okay, 23.
This is a math problem.
32
is the right answer. okay. People are just surviving narrowly. But I promise you, the last question is, Maswede does not have a straight question yet, yeah? We have Maswede, Conrad, and him to go. Yeah? Tuke already has a question. So now, we're going to you. Yeah? You three. Then we go to the final breaker. If we don't get a winner in this next round, then we might have to call it a tie and come back tomorrow after classes for the same thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? And before we continue, I would like you people out there to know that NPC on the Church of NPC Radio is going to be here for you every other day. Nice programs, we're going to bring new ones every day. And we continue giving them to you. And our library is also growing online. Now, you ready? You are ready? Identify the odd one out in this list. Red, blue, square, yellow.
Square.
Okay, got it. People are ready to eat your answer, eh? Okay, now we're going to another one. That one was very obvious. Now this one is also very easy. And it goes to you, Maswede, Amir.
Oh, Maswede.
Yeah, we've crossed over. Now the very fine one is going to be Conrad. And immediately after Conrad, we come back and recollect. Okay?
Yeah.
Now the next question. Which figure has 4 equal sides and 4 right angles? A, rectangle. B, rhombus. C, square. D, trapezium.
Square,
you got it right. Now, lastly, we are going to Conrad. And then, if Conrad gets it, it's a tie for all of you and we have to get a tiebreaker. A tiebreaker is where we give one question and one of you answers it and it's done. That's the winner, yeah? And if he fails to pass it, it becomes our tiebreaker for all of you, eh? If he fails to pass it and you guys pass it, you've broken the tie, eh? And whoever passes it is the winner, yeah? Okay, now we're still going. But this one is very easy. This one is very easy. This one is very easy. Who is most associated with founding Microsoft? A, Steve Jobs. B, Mark Zuckerberg. C, Elon Musk. D, Bill Gates.
Elon Musk.
Boom. You failed on the first attempt. The answer is, I don't want that to be our deal breaker. So, even if you pass this one, our quiz won't end, eh? So what is the answer?
Steve.
Huh?
Steve.
You failed twice. It's not Steve Jobs.
Bill.
It's Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the founder of Microsoft.
So
So,
okay.
Most of us are not internet people.
You don't need to be an internet person to know that.
I tell you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Because he's a president.
Yeah?
He's a president.
Oh, who is the president?
Bill Gates, he was a president.
Where?
Which country?
Which year was Bill Gates president of which country? Ladies and gentlemen, Cassie David is trying to lie to us. He wants to grab us by the collar, all of us, and tell us the same thing.
No, he's known as the richest man.
Which year was he president? That was Joe Biden.
Oh,
okay. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to MTCNC Fiona Church. We are still here. It's supper time and these guys have to go. But I have to first ask them one last question. One last question, eh? This one should go to the smallest one. Smartest one. Who is the smartest one? Put your hand up if you're the smartest one. Because we're looking for our tiebreaker, eh? Conrad sank with no points. Everybody else got one point. But Conrad just came out with none. The smartest one. The smartest one. Okay, the question is, how many days make up the month of September?
31.
You said 31, that is one answer. Who else? Who else? 30. 30, that is the right answer. So, ladies and gentlemen, our winner today, I think we already know, 10 points. He's the champion. You all should be happy for that guy, eh? Wambale Calvin, he just won. He beat you all. So now, the very first winner of our first edition of the Raps is Calvin. Calvin? Wambale, right? Yeah, he won. There is no second placing here because all of you guys were in second place apart from Mr. Conrad, who was in the final place. All alone in final place. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We are always going to be here giving you these nice shows. The rap is going to be always short but very nice at the same time. These youngsters are going to be assessing their academic knowledge here on radio so that we keep in line with the reason we came here to school solely instead of just doing radio shows and radio shows every other day. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We love you so much. Me and the youngsters are about to go, but before they go, I wanted them to say a word or two. A word or two, please. We're going to start from the other side. First, advise your friends. These ones who are here and the ones who are out there.
I would like to advise my friends here that we should all support each everyone. Should all support everyone, each other. Should be friends, should be a teamwork. Should be cooperative. Yeah. And also I want to congratulate Wambale Calvin. Yeah, our man is the final champion.
He's
for
the
today.
Winner.
Yeah.
He's the champion.
I would like to advise those out there that if you have any opportunity that also you can do it from there. You can also start doing all you can. If you want to visit us and try with us, no problem. And also if you want to share with us some answers, it's okay. Yeah, that's my advice. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Prince, and let's go.
Hello, everybody. I would like to advise my friends here that we should read our books and we come out the first place next time.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to congratulate Wambale Calvin.
upon the win.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I would also like to begin by congratulating Wambale. And also, just want to encourage you guys to read your books and all that. Because if you want to get success, I've ever read this somewhere that success is not a one-day achievement. It requires hard work, planning, and praying to God. So, just encourage you to be doing that in case you want to get success. Always pray to God and hard work.
Yes, God and hard work. Very nice.
Good evening, guys. Once again, I would like to congratulate Bombale. People who are supporting us, may continue supporting us. And if you want like to communicate with us, as always, there's our WhatsApp number.
Yeah, the WhatsApp number is 0763332917. 0763332917.
Come and do a show with us.
Yeah.
We can talk about the glory of God.
Every day.
Yes.
All right.
And guys, you have to read your books. Mostly S4s and S6s.
Nah, mostly S6. Everyone.
Yes.
You see, every time they say S4s and S6s, Form 2s, Form 1s, settle. You're not supposed to settle, you're supposed to stay on your toes, you're supposed to read every other day. Thank you so much, Ryan, for that one.
I'm just here to advise guys to read the Bible. The Bible comes a lot of knowledge and books to concentrate in class. And there's time for everything. That's all I have to say.
That's nice one to say. Thank you very much. And the winner of the very first rap assessment quiz,
tell you that those who have questions, you can post them forward and we help you to answer them.
If you have questions, the man is feeling himself. You send the questions. That is good.
I advise you to read your books and you'll see the end result.
Yeah, what you have to do is read your books and also don't forget to pray. Read your books and pray.
I would love to advise everyone to be reading books to end up like our wise man here. And also, I would love to sound a warning to our wise man that everyone here is going to be working harder.
To win next time, So, wise man, you better get wiser. Yeah, that is all Ethan is trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Don't settle for that car victory,
We are still fighting.
Yes, and Conrad, tell us something. Tell us something. You're the only one who has gotten out of this quiz without a point. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it happened like that?
Because it's not that I'm in that other time. And I didn't know that person I've known him from here.
You've known that today, that Bill Gates is the founder of Microsoft. Do you know who Microsoft is though?
That Microsoft.
You know Microsoft?
Yes.
Microsoft is the company that manufactures this Windows program. You understand? And the founder of that company was an IBM employee during his early days of work, and he ended up the founder of Microsoft as we know it right now. It's basic knowledge. You don't have to be on the internet to know that Bill Gates is Microsoft. But anyways, thank you so much. Good, better luck next time, You're surely going to pass it next time. It's not going to be a problem again. Melissa and Jerry, you got a question. You had the answer. You stuttered. You had it right, but you almost jumped from it to go to the wrong one. What did you say about that one? How was the quiz?
It was exciting and short.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting and short.
And I'd like to congratulate Kelvin for winning, but he shall also win.
Next time,
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that. I really believe that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to send one last question before I set these guys off, One last question. Now, this one, when you get here, you are the champion of the champions.
Yes.
You're the champion of champions.
We're overthrowing you.
And this one, the answer, I need it in 5 seconds.
Yes.
If you know the answer in 5 seconds, you do this.
Yes.
The first one to do that, not hard. The first one to do that is the one who will answer it. I need the answer in exactly 5 seconds.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
What is? It's a math question, yeah?
Yes.
It's a math question. You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the answer of 15 times 5? Times 1 times 0 times 2. He was the first one, Conrad.
Congratulations.
He got his 1 point back.
Respect.
And
that's my opinion.
He's the champion of champions. You see, that question was supposed to save the day. But I don't know if you are going to have this next one in 5 seconds as well. Before we go,
Before we go.
I don't want to let you guys go just like that without winning more questions, eh? Okay, listen now, eh? If a taxi charges 3,000 shillings per person, 3K, and it has carried 12 passengers, how much is collected? But my swear it was the first.
36,000.
It was you, eh?
Yes.
No, it was my swear. My swear it
clapped first. It was me and you clapped.
36,000. Okay. For now, you win. But we shall be back tomorrow. Guys are going to be here.
No.
Ready to answer the questions and entertain you out there listening. Thank you so much for listening to MBC Radio. We love you so much, and we are always going to be here to entertain you and to even educate your youngsters. Show them the truth in what they think is wrong. Eh? Thank you very much, and may we have a closing prayer from you, the winner of today's quiz. Not you. The winner is upstanding.
Let's humble ourselves and they have enabled us to come to pay our school fees, and then we come here and study and get that school back. I pray that you keep on protecting them and giving them the money to pay for us our school fees. God, I pray you bless and quiet us so that you can keep on asking us these questions that can help us during our exams. I pray that all of us who are here and others who are outside, we can read our book. You encourage us to read our books, and then we can get wisdom and knowledge to answer the papers. We just believe in your name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Bwambale Kelvin, for praying for us. And thank you so much out there for listening into MPC on the Church MPC Radio. We love you so much, and this program is going to be coming back anytime now. So please stay on the radio, stay on the station, and you'll be getting more of our stuff. Eh? More good stuff is coming up. And then as for our online library, it's getting updated right now. New shows are being uploaded, so please stay on mpcproductions.com. We love you very, very much. We are Namgongo Pentecostal Church. We are Power of Faith. Bye-bye.